Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
She sits alone in her classroom.
Everybody put your lighters up.
Trying to find a way to afford it all. A place for young minds to bloom.
So we are doing Clear the List right now, where we are trying to help teachers clear their lists, because we found out a few years back that, well, teachers are buying more than we just thought, like crayons and things. They're buying rugs and chairs and
their
libraries.
Desks, like things you would never think of.
Things you would never think of. And so we have been asking for you guys, you teachers, to let us know what your lists are, to send them in to us. And then we've been asking all of you who listen to the show to go find a teacher, whether, you know, by what they do or perhaps by community. That's how they're listed at mix1041.com, to find a teacher and help clear their list. Even if it's just one little thing, it doesn't matter. Well, every little bit helps, and we're so grateful for all the help that you've given. We've been hearing from these teachers that, you know, they've gotten their lists cleared by you guys, and it really means a lot to all of us. So this morning we are going to speak with Renee. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
You bet. So Renee is a bit different. Renee is a social worker who works at a public school in Framingham, and you work within a program called the Bridge Program. Can you talk to us about what this is? Because it seems to me to be very important.
Yeah. So basically, myself and my academic coordinator, Kristen, we both support students who are returning back to school after being out for a period of time due to either mental health hospitalizations or school avoidance due to school anxiety. And we both help them, bring them back into the classrooms, get them caught up in work and everything. And it's a really in-depth process. But I love it. And it's basically like family in there. And so I really love what I do.
What kind of supplies might you need for a program like that?
Yeah, so we look more towards supplies around mental health and organization materials. So things like fidget tools, whether it's a therapy putty or things that I might make for a mental health toolkit where kids can bring into the classroom. So they get like pencil cases where they can put supplies in that feel like it would be helpful for them in the classroom space that are appropriate. And then organization supplies like folders or notebooks, because oftentimes these kids, when they're dealing with so much, it's hard to just focus on the basic things like that. So we're often covering a lot of those skill sets as well on getting them back on track.
Are you also having to try and, like, I understand coming back into the classroom if you've been gone for a significant period of time, like you're behind on socialization, you're behind on homework, you're behind on so many things. How much work do you guys have to do to get someone ready to go back into the classroom? What's involved there?
Yeah, it's a lot. So usually we're touching base with the teachers beforehand to see what's going on, what they've been missing, and then we do intakes with the family to get a really in-depth history of what was going on before they've been out, and what's been impacting them currently. And then the teachers, I'm really, really fortunate to work at the school that I work at. Everyone here is really pro mental health, and so they're super supportive and understanding when these kids are out for a period of time, and they want to do whatever they can to help the kids get back into the classroom. So they're really great at accommodating if certain assignments need to be kind of passed on from and focus more on the main things that they might need to know from a subject. And then they'll meet with the kids, they'll come into our space, and they'll touch base with them about the things that they've missed and just make that connection again. So if they're not feeling comfortable going back to the class yet, we often have the teachers come in and say hi and just see how they're doing and just checking in on their well-being. So that way, when they feel ready to enter the classroom, that they feel like they have that relationship again since they've been out, you know?
Renee, I know you work in a middle school. Just how much of your day-to-day life is just skibbity toilet and Sigma and mewing and all these words I don't understand?
Funny you said that, because last year I was a PBIS coach where I was responsible for making a lot of slide decks for teachers to share in their classrooms. And the end of the year, I made a slide deck that had just that. I said, when is it okay to say skibbity toilet Riz ever? And the next slide said, no. No, never. We're not doing it. So we hear it all the time. But in some ways, it makes the day a little bit lighter. So I don't hate it too much.
Well, Renee, thank you so much for shining some light on this incredible program. It's the Bridge Program in Framingham, and we are grateful to have you as an educator and as a social worker to bring light on mental illness like this. Obviously, you know how I feel about it, so we appreciate you. And if you would like to clear her list, go to mix1041.com. We hope you get lots of stuff, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day, guys.
Thanks, Renee. And now we're going to move to Lauren. Lauren is a third grade teacher in Fall River. Lauren, you teach special ed in an inclusion setting. And I think what's really important to know here is that she is right now in the bargaining year for a contract. Like, they pay for everything.
Yes, good morning.
And Fall River is the lowest paying district in the area. So, friends, we need to do our things today. Tell us about your classroom, Lauren.
So I teach in a general education classroom, but it is an inclusion setting. So I have students on IEPs. I have English language learners in my classroom. This year, I actually have 27 students. So it's going to be a pretty big and busy year.
What's it like trying to manage 27 kids as one person?
Oh, it's a lot. I mean, my biggest class size was 29. So I've done a little bit bigger before, but normally I'm around, you know, like 24. It's really just a lot of bodies in one room and your head is constantly spinning. So it's a lot to keep track of and I'm exhausted at the end of the day.
It's a lot of personalities in one room trying to keep everybody, you know, healthy and learning. It's amazing.
What has changed over your 9 years of teaching? What have you seen in terms of like kids or in terms of the things that you need to bring to the classroom, things that people could help you clear today?
Kids are just growing up so fast and there's a lot of like mental health issues too. So there's just a lot more needs than I feel like there was in the beginning of my time teaching. But I have some of that stuff covered. I do have some stuff for my, take a break area in my classroom, fidget tools and some timers that I use for when kids are taking breaks. But otherwise there's a lot of, just classroom materials in general that we need. I'm really honored that my school does supply some of the basic office supplies. So, you know, pencils and crayons and glue sticks are covered, but they're not the best supplies. So I have some upgrades on my list there, and binders are a huge thing. We can't get binders, and I really want my students to have portfolios of their work so that they can just see how they grow throughout the year, because third grade is such a big year for growth too.
Okay, and I'm just going to say this one more time. Fall River is the lowest paying district in the area. That's what I said.
Yes.
Please let us go help Lauren.
I'm going to go on myself and personally help Lauren and Renee, and I'm going to help them clear their list today.
Thank you, buddy. You're good. So we are going to have this up for you at mix1041.com in about 2 seconds here. If you would like to go to mix1041.com, you can search. We have a list there that is ongoing and constantly being updated, so you can look via community or your town or your city. And as a reminder, Equitable is supporting local teachers by providing personalized finance guidance. Ready to start building financial independence? Let's plan how. Equitable Holdings, Inc., New York, New York. And we're grateful for all of you who have helped clear a list.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.